We are here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Trade Talk, and I am at the American Seed Trade Association booth with Andy Levine, President and CEO. And Andy, we have the CSS 2013, which is corn, soybeans, and sorghum. And that is coming up. It's literally right around the corner. So tell me what's going to be the main focus of CSS 2013.
Well, this year we're really looking at new breeding techniques, new varieties coming into the market. A lot of exciting things happening on the global basis that this meeting really tries to focus on. That issue of how do we continue to broaden the germplasm spectrum for corn and soybeans, what new sorghum varieties are coming into the market that will address some of the weather issues that we're seeing across the Midwest and the South. And just that opportunity for the corn, sorghum, and soybean industry to get together and really push the new products that we can bring into the grower marketplace.
One of the big things we talked about last year was the Accord. Where do we stand at this point?
Well, the Accord is just about finished. We've got the second part of the Accord going through the final legal review. The first part has been signed. We've got, I believe, seven companies that have begun to adopt it and look at that. And we expect to have the Accord completely wrapped up by the end of this year or end of January. And we'll go out into the marketplace with that. It'll be slow adoption. We only have one product coming off patent in 2015, and the next one's 2017. But really what we're trying to do is let companies look at where the opportunities are to use these traits as they come off patent in their products and then go to market.
Well, explain a little bit more. You know, you talked about that because the first one were basically a year away.
Yes.
For that to come off patent. So explain basically what the impetus is for the Accord.
Well, the Accord really is to look at that opportunity for companies to pick up a product coming off patent and possibly go into a generic variety. So you have a generic product in the marketplace like we do with agrochemicals, or take that generic product and put it into a stack trait. And so you still would have a proprietary product, but you have that generic product in there. So it could be a variety with two or three traits in it, and one or two of those could be generic and one proprietary.
And it's the Roundup Ready trait that's going off patent in a year.
Yes, that's the first trait that'll go off in 2014.
It'll be interesting. It could, I mean, really, we're talking about a pretty major change as far as the seed business is concerned.
It really is. It won't evolve as quickly, and we really do want to give some understanding of that expectation out there and the evolution of it. It's not going to change overnight like agrochemicals did. You still have the international regulatory process that is extremely expensive to upkeep, and so that's one of those ones that will have some impact on companies whether they go into this market or not.
Well, another thing you're talking about here is the Guide to Seed Treatment Stewardship campaign. What is that? Tell me about it.
Well, the campaign, we got together with Crop Life America, American Seed Trade Association, and then the major grower groups, National Corn Growers Association, American Soybean Association, National Cotton Council, American Farm Bureau Federation, to really talk about the adoption of new technologies that we've seen on seed and the seed treatments that growers are using. It's a much more efficient way to apply a pesticide or fungicide. You don't have that pre-plant application across the field or in-furrow application. It's on the seed, in the ground, and very effective. And the adoption for growers has been pretty dramatic. We want to make sure that technology is properly stewarded and that there aren't any adverse effects on the environment or pollinators, and also that there's no additional regulatory burden from the U.S. EPA.
So you've developed a guide then for people?
We have, and the farmers this year will see us at their state meetings, whether it's the Farm Bureau meetings or the corn grower soybean meetings, talking about that. Be aware when you're purchasing what products are on the seed, when you're planting, what flow agents are you using to ensure that the dust is limited as much as possible, how do you vent your dust down, and then what do you do with surplus seed at the end of the day.
So are you going to be having this also at CSS?
Yeah, we'll have this at CSS. You'll see it at Commodity Classic, American Farm Bureau Federation's annual meeting, all of those major areas where farmers will be there and talking about the technology.
So the big rollout's coming here in the next month or two, so that's great.
It's actually the second coming. You know, our big rollout was the national rollout this year, and rollout this coming year will be at the state level.
Perfect. All right, Andy, anything else you want to add? How do you like being here at NAFB?
NAFB is a great spot. It really is. It's a perfect opportunity for us to talk about what's happening in the seed industry today. I think as America's farmers out there know, there's a lot of technology things that are happening that are exciting, whether it's in biotechnology or seed treatment. But it still comes down to breeding. It still comes down to that basic foundation of the seed. And so we're very happy to carry that message, and we appreciate the America's Farm Broadcasters carrying that for us.
Well, that's going back to the seed treatment stewardship campaign. Your theme for that, or I guess your tagline, is seed treatment matters. Explain that a little bit.
Well, really trying to look at that logo. So as we talk to farmers and the farm community about seed treatment, what can be catchy? What can raise that awareness every year as they look to go into the ground and plant? They think about the program and what we pull together. Seed treatment doesn't matter. How do you store it? How do you make sure that that product is still available for you year after year as we move forward in developing new opportunities? So as farmers look at their seed treatments and their seed plantings, we want to make sure that it matters what they plant, how they plant it, and how they steward it.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Here at the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.